Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Let's see. We read Nahum 1 through Habakkuk 3, and that was all of it. So I'm going to try to make up. I don't remember any of it. So Nahum was a poor farmer who met Habakkuk, and they both prophesied the destruction of Israel, maybe? I don't know. Boy, I feel bad not having Harley. Thanks, Harley, for that terrible intro. Yeah, Harley, I think is something wrong with his computer or something. I don't know. He said he might not be able to do intros for a while, which sucks because I love Harley's intros. But, you know, gotta do what you gotta do. Okay, so this sound that you're hearing right now is the sound of only 5 episodes left until the new testicle. That's right. My testicle replacement surgery. No, 5 episodes until the New Testament. That is crazy, considering we're on episode 193. That's a lot. God. Oh, man, I've been doing this show for too long. I should just quit. No, there's no way. I can never quit now. I got to make it. I want to apologize for this episode because I think I'm sick or something. I can never tell if it's allergies or sick. That would be something I would want in my life. That is a very simple test, like a birth control test, like I pee on a stick, and it tells me if I'm actually sick or if I just have allergies. Because not that it matters, like either way, I just need to tough it out and stop complaining. but it's like I always wonder, like, am I sick or is this normal? Like I don't know what I normally should have. Apparently, Sacramento, California is not a great place for allergies, as in it's, you know, there are a lot of things that trigger allergies here. So, oh man, no, I'm just allergic to the Bible. It just made me yawn for no reason. That came out of nowhere. I have this like Pavlovian effect, on me with the Bible, just instantly boredom and yawning. Well, today, we're going to read 2 completely made-up books, and it's just like last episode, we're just going to finish them. It's just going to be Zephaniah and Haggai, and that's it. They're just a couple chapters each, and we're going to cleanly finish them. I think I'm reading a little bit more than I should today, but it's better to just cleanly finish Haggis. I don't know. So yeah, this is going to be awful. But we're closing in, guys. 5 more terrible episodes, including this terrible episode, until we get to what I suspect will be pretty interesting. You know, the New Testament is going to be, if anything, it'll at least be more relevant to all of our lives because we all live by the New Testament. We all know, you know, everyone, all those Christians we know and love, they definitely pay more attention to the New Testament. And by more attention, I mean they don't pay attention to the Old Testament at all, at least the ones I know. But anyway, Zephaniah 1. The word of the Lord, which came unto Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. A more typical good news. God is in his typical good mood where he's going to talk about how he's going to destroy all of us. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven, the fishes of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. I will cut off man from the land, saith the Lord. I will also stretch out mine hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the name of the Chimerims with the priests, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship that swear by the Lord and that swear by Malcolm, and them that are turned back from the Lord and those that have not sought the Lord nor inquired for. Well, wait a minute. So even people who have not sought the Lord or inquired for him, you're going to smite them? I mean, they just haven't gotten around to it. Maybe they mean to. They just they're bit, you know, they got things going on in their lives. Life is not easy in this day and age. I don't know if you know that, sir, who is writing this book in this day and age that I don't live in. It's just, yeah, I don't know. Give them a chance. Give them more time. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand, for the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice. He hath bid his guests. And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. In the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that there shall be a noise of a cry from a fish gate, and an howling from the second, and a great crash from the hills. Howl, ye inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the merchant people are cut down, and they that bear silver are cut off. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles, and punish the men that are settled on their lees. Why does he have to use candles to search a place? A little bit of an odd detail, don't you think? I think God was tipping off his hand that maybe he's not as all-knowing as we thought. I will search Jerusalem with candles. What? I mean with my laser beam mind. Candles. Weird. And punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Huh. Therefore their goods shall become a booty. And their houses a desolation, they shall also build houses, but not inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards, but not drink the wine thereof. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the Almighty Man, shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon man that they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. So, as an Israelite, do you have to, like, prioritize which, like, agonizing, fiery death you're going to die first? You know, like, because there's been 9,000 prophecies of fiery destruction. Do you have to make a list of, like, or is there such a list? Inquiring minds want to know of which comes first. Like, did someone put together all these prophecies and be like, okay, first you're going to die like this, and then you're going to die again like this, and then you're going to die like this, and then like that. Like, it just, again, I've said it before, by the time you get to the fifth one, you're like, yeah, okay, I'm already dead at this point. Like, it's like, first I'm going to burn you to death, and then I'm going to hang you. It's like, well, okay. I mean, the first one's bad, and then the second one, it doesn't matter. It's already, there's too much prophecy. You can over-prophesize. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff. Before your fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, and may be ye shall be hid on the day of the Lord's anger. For Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation, for they shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. It's about time Ekron was rooted up. Woe unto the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. Even I will destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant. And the seacoast shall be dwellings and cottages for shepherds, and folds for flocks. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed thereupon in the houses of Ashkelon. They shall lie down in the evening. For their Lord God shall visit them and turn away their captivity. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the revilings of the children of Ammon, whereby they have reproached... I can't breathe without yawning right now. Okay. Whereby they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, and even the breeding of nettles and salt pits and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall spoil them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of the Lord of hosts. The Lord will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and men shall worship him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the heathen. Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. He will stretch out his hand against the north, and destroy Assyria, and make Nineveh a desolation, a dry like a wilderness. God, it's so boring. I am starting to think maybe this isn't the holy book we've been led to believe it is. And flocks shall lie down in the midst of her. All the beasts of the nations, both the cormorant and the bittern, shall lodge in the upper lintels of it. Their voice shall sing in the windows. Desolation shall be in the thresholds. For he shall uncover the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How is she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Every one that passeth by her shall hiss and wag his hand. Zephaniah 3. If you couldn't get enough of Zephaniah 1 and 2, here's Zephaniah 3. Try that on for size. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice, she received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord, she drew not near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions, her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bones till the morrow. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary, and they have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. I have cut off the nations, their towers. I gashed their tires. I slashed them. They're done. They're not getting anywhere. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear... I'm sorry, I can't stop. It's amazing. Surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. However, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up the prey, for my determination is to rise up, to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one consent. For then I will turn... So it's like he needs to give us a better language. That's why we can't really talk to him right now. It would have been nice if he just gave us that to begin with. I'm sure he could have avoided a lot of this trouble. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering. In that day shall thou not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee that rejoiceth in my pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all thy heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy, the King of Israel, even the Lord is in the midst of thee, that for thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it should be said to Jerusalem, Fear thou not, and to Zion let not thine hands be slack. For the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, he will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, he will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful in the solemn assembly, who are of thee to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. And at that time I will bring you again, even in that time I gather you, for I will make you a name and praise among all people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. So that was the pointless book of Zephaniah. It's actually written that way, the pointless book of Zephaniah. So I've been researching all these books a little bit, and by that I mean Wikipedia, and there's really nothing, like, it's just not interesting. I mean, here's the thing. It's nothing. It's the same thing every time. Whatever. All right, so we'll go to the next one. Haggai. Let's see. Antepenultimate of the minor prophets. So that's one before the one before the last, I guess. Let's see. No biographical information. Prophecy. Yeah, okay. So nothing happens in this one as well. Haggai 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai, the prophet, unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, unto Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed house, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Earneth wages to put in a bag with holes. Just get a bag without holes, I would say, or carry your wages. Both of those things would be better than, or put it into a checking account. You know, that'd be, or money market account. You're just anywhere, but a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. When ye brought home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because mine house that is a waste, and ye run every man into his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from the dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all labor of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of his people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the spirit of the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, and their God. In the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. That's the end of that chapter. So very fascinating, very fascinating. In the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, I have like a couple more things to say. I promise this will not be a long book, but I have like three more things to say, and they're not interesting, so start writing. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, the son of Jozadak. Oh, and by the way, most of the things I will say will just be people's names that I'm repeating over and over. That is all. No, wait, I have a couple more things. Who is left among you? Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? How do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. In the 24 Oh, by the way, I'm going to say, saith the Lord of hosts a bunch of times to take up more space. Because I haven't come up with a lot to say as a prophet. But there's a word minimum. So, saith the Lord of hosts. Add that in to count toward my word minimum. Thank you. In the 24th day in the 9th month in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word by the Lord Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said I, this is important. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. And then answered Haggai and said, So this people, so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. So is every work of their hands, and that which they offer here is unclean, because I guess they're a bunch of dicks. They're a bunch of unclean people. And now I pray you consider from this day upward, and before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were, when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10, when one came to the press fit for to draw out 50 vessels of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with a blasting and mildew and hail, and in the labors of your hands, yet ye turn not to me, saith the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth. From this day I will bless you. And again, in the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them. And the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, to the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and I will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. And that's it for Haggai. That's all he had to say. That's it. I have no more to say, despite the fact that I didn't really say anything to begin with, but I feel I've made a strong case for being a prophet, and I've met the word minimum, just barely. That is all. That's it. That's all he said. So, this was boring, but we're close. We're close, guys. So there's Zechariah, which sounds like it could be interesting, and then there's Malachi, which is the final book of the Old Testament. How cool is that? But I guess it must be longer because it's going to take a few episodes. All right, I want to thank my patrons very much. Love you guys. If you want to support the show, please do. Patreon.com/TandTheB. Please support the show. it's going to be great with the New Testament. I can't wait. I promise it will be less boring than this. And it's a way to show your support, and the show will end if there's no listeners. If there's no one to support it, then the show will end, because who cares, you know? So thank you very much. And it looks like I've forgotten to post the last couple episodes in Patreon. That's kind of bizarre. But anyway, let's see if I had any new patrons. I did not. So I will just thank my best patrons: Marcel, Sarah McPike, Charles Bangwiener, John Bodley, Tom Chambers, Brian Gerford, Lee Primesberger, John P., David Vandervlies, Travis Peterson. Honorable mention goes to Tor Melkovic and Herberto. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you for another incredibly boring edition of Thomas and the Bible next week.